You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
That's the home of Super Bowl 57. It's the Chiefs and the Eagles along with their fans. They are descending upon State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. It all kicks off on Sunday, February 12th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. A ton of coverage.
The toaster.
Walking up to kickoff. We'll keep it right here on NFL Network to get you ready for the game. Welcome inside Good Morning Football, presented by Old Trapper Beef Jerky, live in New York City. It's Thursday, February 2nd. I'm Jamie Erdahl. Across from me, Peter Schrager, Jason McCourty, the regular, Sean O'Hara filling in on Kyle Brandt's chair, but Kyle Brandt not far emotionally. He is in Las Vegas, surviving, battling, everything you must do when you are in Vegas. What's up?
Survive, battle, and observe. Guys, very cool little thing I saw yesterday. I'm at the Raiders facility, and the quarterbacks, the Pro Bowl quarterbacks are there doing the precision passing thing. It's kind of to get them acclimated with how it's going to work, to get a little practice round in, and it's all those targets, moving targets, the deep ones, the short ones. I watch Cousins. I watch Geno. I watch Goff. They all do great. The guy who stepped up and just mowed down the entire field like it was nothing was Derek Carr. He is there in the Raiders facility. He's not wearing any Raiders gear, nothing like that. He's just got his Pro Bowl jacket on. He takes off his jacket to throw. Guy looks like he's been doing nothing but working out sit-ups since they stopped playing him. He looks incredible. Hit every single target like he was snapping his fingers and then tossed the ball and walked off. It was amazing. It was the coolest thing Derek Carr I have seen these guys do. It was incredible. Watch out for Derek Carr. He looked pissed. He looked determined. And he nailed every target like he was in his sleep.
That's awesome. He gets better than his brother David.
Right. He gets to go on a vengeance tour right on his home court. I mean, that's...
I love it. Because you know what? That little nugget, Kyle, as much as we joke and laugh, that little nugget, like, that's news to me. That Derek Carr looks good and is precise and is, like, not smiling and is here on a vengeance tour. I love it, Kyle. It's good.
And the precision passing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Well done.
More to come.
I don't know if Kyle was going to give us more there. More to come. Okay, great. Guys, it's 9 a.m. Eastern on a Thursday, which means it's time for Throwdown Thursday. Let's jump right into Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones and Eagles linebacker Hassan Reddick had themselves a hell of a championship Sunday. Jones tallied 2 sacks and 5 quarterback hits. Meanwhile, Reddick had 2 sacks of his own along with a forced fumble recovery. Which defender do you think will have the bigger impact in Super Bowl 57? Is it one, Chris Jones, or is it Hassan Reddick? Jason, you have to answer this question first.
I have to answer.
I know. Don't pull a Peter Schrager. I think it's one and the other.
It's a ridiculous question. They're both so good. Why would we
like the Schrager voice?
They're not against each other.
I have to pick. I want to do Burrow and Mahomes.
You wanted to say Chris Jones versus Kelsey. Okay, fine. Chris Jones or Hassan Reddick. Go, Jason. What do we got?
I love both of these guys. I think the reason I love both of them is because they have a great supporting cast. Sometimes when there's one defensive guy you can key on, double double team him, but both of these teams have multiple guys up front that can get after him. I'm going to choose one. I'm going to go Haason Reddick. And the reason I'm going to go Haason Reddick is because this Eagles offensive line is so good. Kelce, Amailata, and Lane Johnson, and Dickerson, and all of those guys, they're going to be able to get after Chris Jones, I feel like, a little bit more, which gives the edge to Haason Reddick on the other side coming around the corner. We saw both of these guys impact in the conference championship games. They're both going to have huge impacts on this game. Obviously, Reddick trying to get after Mahomes. But then for Chris Jones, he has to be the anchor to stopping this Philadelphia Eagles run game. So a lot of this, it may depend on both of these guys defensively of how their teams do.
Chris Jones was so good in that AFC championship game. They lined him up inside. They lined him up outside. He got the sacks, but he also had the pressures. He made the biggest play of the game on the 3rd and 8 at the end. And yet I'm with you. I think Chris Jones has to be used as a run stopper primarily in this game. So who's going to have the bigger impact? Gosh, Haason Reddick is coming, and he's coming like a heat-seeking missile, and you better be ready for it. I got to go with Reddick again on this thing. I just think that he's having the ultimate season. 18 and a half sacks with regular season and postseason pressures combined. This team is the third most sacks in the history of the sport for a team, and they are 5 sacks away from having the most sacks ever by a team in a combined regular season and postseason, and Reddick is their lead dog. We know the story. First-round pick out of the Cardinals. A disappointment there. They moved on from him despite having a great final year with them. The Panthers sign him. Matt Rhule signs his old college player. They don't re-sign him. Comes to the Eagles, his hometown team. He grew up in Camden, New Jersey, and has absolutely been electric. A sack master. I think Haason Reddick puts on a show in a place where he used to play, and they opted not to pick up his rookie contract.
Yeah, great point. Going back to where it all started for him with the Arizona Cardinals, this is a slam dunk right here. I mean, the Eagles fans are already calling it the best free agent signing in the history of the franchise. That's how much they think of Haason Reddick. With all due respect to Chris Jones, look, he's going to have an impact. I can't believe that AFC Championship game was his first postseason sack. I mean, think about how many games he's been in, and to finally get to the quarterback, it took him that long. But Haason Reddick, his first step, it's unbelievable. And that's why I think he's had such an impact. He is so quick off the ball, off the edge. And I think it's going to be crucial because Mahomes loves to run around. We were talking about it earlier on the show about it, getting out of the pocket. So that athleticism is going to be big. A former safety, former linebacker, that speed, I think, is what's going to be the biggest factor.
If you're telling me that Chris Jones is a guy that he's going to have to be used as a run stopper, it means you want to have like a multiple of Chris Jones. Like that to me implies that he's going to need to have, I'm going to throw an extra word in there. He's going to need to have a bigger impact than Haason Reddick. Chris Jones is going to be the one that has to step up for the Chiefs, because if only you could lock arms another one of those guys to slow down the Eagles run game. But I think Chris Jones can sneaky do what we're all praising Haason Reddick for. To Peter's point, puts him all over the field, but man, when this guy gets going on a downhill slope, look out. He is the kind of guy that gets after a quarterback, stops a run, all of a sudden it's 2nd and 11, and then on that 3rd down, takes a quarterback down. 3rd and 16 is not where you want to be cooking against the Chiefs defense. I think Chris Jones is playing on a mission. You know, he, one could argue, has gone underappreciated on the back half of the season. He was playing unbelievably. I think it's Chris Jones for me. Kyle, what do you think?
I'm with you. I think it's Reddick. I think Mahomes is going to be running for his life. I think the Eagles are going to win 31-20. But let me tell you more about Derek Carr. So he hasn't been with the team, you know, since they shut him down. He's not around. He's not with the – Joe Burrow drops out as Pro Bowler. Derek Carr's like, sure, I'll do it. It's in my town. He shows up. And, guys, I got to tell you, this was like the greatest athletic performance I've ever seen. He hits the deep ones like it's nothing, the 4-pointers. He hits the little short 1-pointers. And then at the end, there's this 10-pointer that everybody can throw to from midfield. And all the other guys had missed it completely. Carr chucks this thing. Everybody starts screaming. He throws it and goes, money! And it went in and it bounced off the rim. But it was close. I'm telling you, Derek Carr is in shape. He looks great. I didn't talk to him. He didn't talk to me. I don't know if he likes me. I don't care. I liked what I saw from him. He's going to be a starting quarterback somewhere next year, and it's not going to be Las Vegas.
Obviously.
I love it. Did he tell you the whole truth?
All right. Let's move on to our next Super Bowl query. Step aside Lakers and Knicks. It's Chiefs and Eagles, and they're packing an all-star punch when it comes to their fans. This is great. Which team has the celebrity entourage that you find has more popularity, if you will, that you like better? Chiefs or Eagles? There are the faces, the names that you often see at the games. They're dressed in head to toe in their fan gear. So who do you like better here, Eagles or Chiefs group, Jason?
Who do you like better?
I know, right? Who do I like
better? I'm really trying to avoid the word.
I got a chance to meet Stone Street on the show. Melissa Etheridge comes on the show. Philadelphia, Kevin Hart, one of my favorite comedians, Eagles fan. You can also talk about Will Smith, grew up watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and then you can go everything in between for him. Bradley Cooper, whether it's A Star Is Born, whether it's Hangover, all the stuff that he has done has been incredible. And then, of course, you have Meek Mill. Whenever he drops an album, I will say Meek Mill was in our locker room when I was in New England, too. So, I mean, I guess he's an Eagles fan, though. He
AFC, NFC.
Anthem. Yeah, it's different. You can
it's a Michael Rubin thing.
Yeah, Michael Rubin, Kraft, you know. I'm not at that level yet, but I get to watch from the outside looking at. But I'm going with the Eagles and their celebrity fans, but you can't go wrong either way.
All right, so every summer, the Kansas City celebrities do a thing called the Big Slick, and they invite people from all over, and it's a big softball and also event, and they raise money for the Children's Mercy Hospital. I was so honored to be asked to come play in the celebrity softball game. Celebrity, in quotes. My butt, celebrity. I said yes. I fly to Kansas City, and of course, there's Paul Rudd and Eric Stonestreet and Rob Riggle, and you've got all these different people from the Kansas. And then a woman put her arm around me, and
talk about it.
The first cut was the deepest. Can I see the photo? Sheryl Crow is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Sheryl Crow was incredible. Sheryl Crow played a concert that night.
So tan.
Sheryl Crow is wonderful. She is the perfect cherry on the icing, or whatever you want to call it, the cherry on the sundae. Kansas City wins for me, and you can have your Kevin Harts and Will Smiths and all that stuff. Just give me Sheryl Crow and a six string, and the two of us looking at each other's eyes, and her telling me that the first cut was the deepest, and I'm like, I'm yours. Kansas City forever. Let's go.
I'm not Santa playing Monica the footage.
Boulevard. Right on the Santa Monica Boulevard.
I'm not going to play the footage of you hitting a home run.
I'm curious. How'd you go? Three for four?
I did pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
He made contact.
Kaufman Stadium fountains, watch out. Yeah, I was there.
Softball, the ultimate dad sport, right?
Good,
there you go. Just don't get hurt.
Wearing my joggers.
As you should.
Oh, team of pants. All right, listen, I love the Chiefs fans. I got a chance to talk to Rob Riggle. He's a dire fan. He threw a little shade at Stone Street because he's like, I have tickets. Stone Street has a suite. He's still waiting for the invitation. So, hint, hint, Stone Street, you owe Riggle a seat in your suite.
Okay.
But listen, the Birds, Eagles fans, they always take heat, right? They always take heat for everything that's happened in the past. I've had a chance to meet a couple of celebrity Eagles fans. You mentioned Kevin Hart. Love Kevin Hart. So funny, so passionate. But Bradley Cooper, all right? Bradley Cooper, it was the Super Bowl in Minnesota, Super Bowl 52. Eagles are there. You can see the hat he's wearing. It says NFC Championships. That was the NFC Champions hat that they got from the week before, 2 weeks before. I'm talking to Bradley Cooper. He says, let me see that Super Bowl ring. And I said, yeah, Eagles fans don't have one yet. I said, but you might get one tonight. So that was before the game. And then, sure enough, after the game, Bradley Cooper celebrating as they beat Nick Foles with Philly Special. Of course, so a special night. So I'm a huge Bradley Cooper fan. If you haven't seen Star Is Born, what he did in that movie was phenomenal.
What was it like for Bradley Cooper to be in a photo with a man with such beautiful blue eyes?
I don't think he had any idea who I was.
Beautiful blue vest, too.
Like, I got a whole nine.
Yeah, you were really trying to pull it all together there.
I had a credential.
You're like a media guy.
That's fantastic.
No, they were a little bloodshot. It was a long week.
Yeah, amen. Super Bowl will do that to you. I really, really love the names on both the lists, and that's the beauty of Super Bowl week is that Radio Row, everything, like, it emerges. People just come out of the woodwork, and you're like, That person? Great. Chiefs fans, get them on the show. Let's go. So, official statement from GMFB, anybody we just listed in the sort on Thursday, get on up here. We'll talk to you on Good Morning Football. But I'd have to lean more towards the Eagles fans, specifically because I love Pink. I love her as a singer. I love her as a performer. She is a true Philly girl.
That's Bradley Cooper.
That's Bradley Cooper. Who all I'm right, sure, perfect. Maybe they're friends. I don't know. And that's
Tina Fey.
She's also a Philly girl.
I like it.
But Pink is unbelievable.
Pink's coming up.
Yeah. Just like a pill.
Yep. Doylestown, Pennsylvania product. And she's great. I love her. I think her performances when she's like up on the trapeze and the ropes and everything, it's amazing. She's incredibly athletic.
Uzi Vert.
I just love her so
much. Is Uzi Vert an Eagles fan? Yeah. Is that apparently the case?
Well, let's go with it. So. Kyle, who you got?
We're showing
Kyle, you got Lil Uzi Vert? Who do you got?
Kyle's perplexed.
Yeah. Now, let me just say Taylor Swift so we can run a Will Smith picture. Nobody loves stock AP photo coverage more than Good Morning Football. Let me be the cherry on the icing here at the end of this segment. I'm going to go Philly as well. But listen, we don't have a picture. I don't care. You know a little movie called Cruel Intentions? There's a gentleman in that movie named Ryan Phillippe who is an Eagles fan, and that's my guy. We don't need a picture. Just picture male perfection, and there it is right there. Cruel Intentions. I saw that film. I'm like, that's what I want to be when I grow up. And you think, oh, an actor? No, I want to be his character in that movie. And in this city, sometimes you can do that. Ryan Phillippe, Eagles fan, proudly representing Delaware. A little subsection of the Eagles fan base. I love that. I'm into that. And I think Hassan Reddick is going to have cruel intentions for Patrick Mahomes this weekend.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Guys, there's football this weekend. Boing, 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 boing. I don't know what that sounded. Boing. There's football this weekend. It's the Pro Bowl games. Can't wait for this. I've got a lot of love for the Pro Bowl. It used to happen after the Super Bowl, and it would be like, give me one more football game. The Pro Bowl. And guys wouldn't tackle, and yet you'd watch every second. And then it would outrate like the Stanley Cup playoffs because people are so hungry for football. Now they put it before the Super Bowl, and it's going to be this weekend, and there's a bunch of different games involved and skills competitions, and Kyle Brandt is on the ground in Vegas, who is our correspondent, who's doing such a noble job covering it all from Sin City. But I've got some love for the Pro Bowl, and I thought we'd do some trivia around Pro Bowls of Pro Bowl yesteryear.
All right.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Trivia game we call Mixed Bag Trivia.
Going to Hawaii?
In the 2007 Pro Bowl, the AFC actually won the game 31-28.
Okay.
But it is most remembered for Sean Taylor's punishing hit on which NFL player? A, Carson Palmer, B, punter Brian Moorman, C, return man Darren Sproles, or D, kicker Martine
B, Romano. Brian Moorman, the punter.
Oh, you're certain.
Came around the corner on that right sideline, and Sean Taylor comes out of nowhere, and he should have been fine. You're not allowed to hit people in a Pro Bowl like that, but my goodness, Sean Taylor.
I want you to watch Moorman in the clip. You're right. First of all, listen to the sound.
Yes. And then right.
Watch,
right.
You're right. Oh. And then watch Moorman, like, just watch.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Brian Moorman is going to fake it on the run, and he's going to come up short. Oh! Oh, Sean Taylor.
have Mormon gets up, takes it, gets up, and then runs out in the field to Taylor. And in the moment, you're like, is he going to hit? And he, like, shakes his hand. And almost like, I'm so sorry I tried that. I don't think that was a design fake punt. I think that was Mormon getting cute, and Sean Taylor wasn't
here for it. He was in the field position on the ground. Was not here for it. Usually you don't hit in the Pro Bowl, too. So, like, Taylor just lit him up.
It's one of the greatest hits in game history for you. Pro Bowl history. Jamie, are you ready?
Sure. All right. I hope it's as good as that one.
That was good. Which Eagles Super Bowl 52 hero was also the Pro Bowl offensive MVP 4 years earlier in 2014.
Oh.
So, Super Bowl hero with the Eagles.
Yep.
Pro Bowl MVP 4 years earlier.
Oh, man.
Nick
I know
Foles, Alshon Jeffrey, Malcolm Jenkins, or LeGarrette Blount?
I'm just going to lean in with the obvious one, because that feels safe, and go with A, Nick Foles.
Is it Nick Foles?
Heroic.
Let's go to Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. By the way, this was the sweetest gig in broadcasting. You'd finish a season, then you get sent to Hawaii for a week. I just missed that window.
Why would Nick Foles be at a Pro Bowl, though?
Just go with it, Jamie.
Okay.
Let's go to Al and Chris, 2014.
And Foles going deep downfield, and it is pulled in. Antonio Brown making the catch. Good coverage. Joe Hayden right with him. But the Steeler wideout has set them up inside the 15.
One of the things you see, a lot of hand signals. He saw the man coverage, tugged the face mask. That means we're going to do the little hesitate and go route on the outside, and it worked.
Nick Foles was the quarterback of the Eagles that year. He wins offensive MVP, while Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson was the defensive MVP. AFC won the Pro Bowl by 1 point. Deion and I believe Michael Irvin were the coaches. Nick Foles was the quarterback of the MVP of the Pro Bowl, was eventually shipped out, Rams, then, of course, to the Chiefs, and then comes back to the Eagles and wins a Super Bowl MVP 4 years later. Nick Foles has the craziest career in NFL history.
Yeah, that was literally throwing me off, seeing the Eagles helmet. Because I was like, wait, the second coming of Nick Foles.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. That's a big shoes to fill here, right?
Two for two. Going back in time, all right? 2004. You know, you played in a Pro Bowl. Was it 2004 Pro Bowl?
No.
No, what year was yours?
2008, 2009.
Oh, multiple.
Oh, let them know.
Flex on them. Mm-hmm. Which three players combined for a 90-yard touchdown to start the 2004 Pro Bowl? Steve McNair, Jamal Lewis, and Chad Johnson. Matt Hasselbeck, Joe Horn, and Jeremy Shockey. Peyton Manning, Edgerrin James, Marvin Harrison. Or Brett Favre, Tiki Barber, and Warren Sapp.
Oh,
90-yard touchdown.
This was interesting. Yeah, all right. I don't think it was Favre, Tiki. You're saying on one play?
It's one play. These three players are involved.
Okay. I'm going to go with A, Steve McNair. I think Chad Johnson had something to do with this. I think that he probably created this. He concocted something like this.
All right. The game used to be on ESPN, and Mike Patrick and Joe Theismann would be on the call. Let's take a listen to the 2004 Pro Bowl opening drive. Take it away, Air McNair.
Steve McNair back to throw, first down.
Steve McNair.
And throws the bomb to a wide open Chad Johnson. Touchdown. 90 yards. What a way to start.
Yeah, you know what else? Did you see what Chad Johnson did? He just dropped the football in the end zone. What a classy act for a terrific young receiver.
All right, I don't know if you listen to what Mike Patrick and Joe Theismann. Joe Theismann says, look what Chad Johnson does. Puts the ball down and doesn't celebrate. What a classy act by the young receiver. Did he have any idea what was about to come in the next few years? That's incredible irony. But fake handoff to Jamal Lewis.
Yeah.
You knew.
I didn't know. It was a good guess.
Guys,
it's
a winning table.
We're 3 for 3.
3 for 3. Let's go to Vegas.
Yeah. Kyle, don't mess it up.
Let's
go to Vegas, America's sweetheart, Kyle Brandt, out there in Vegas. Early mornings. Yeah. I know you like the mixed bag trivia, Kyle. Are you ready for your question?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I like it. 2 weeks after that touchdown, I think Chad Johnson was mailing Pepto-Bismol to Fred Smoot, telling him he's going to wear him out. But let's go. What do you got?
What a class act. I loved it. Kyle, in 1996, Hawaii Jeff Blake of the Bengals hits which division rival for a one-handed 93-yard touchdown grab in the Pro Bowl? Is it Browns legend Webster Slaughter? Is it Steelers Yancey Thigpen? Is it / Cordell Stewart? Or is it the Florida Gator Ike Hilliard? Kyle, Vegas, Pro Bowl.
Peter, I thought I was going to get a question about Sixpen, none the richer. What is all these football stuff? All right, Peter's not going to grab a clip of Ike Hilliard. It's Webster Slaughter, he just put in there for fun. It's either Yancey Thigpen and Cordell Stewart, and I'll just go for broke here, guys. The Pro Bowl's wild. Why not? Let's go Cordell Stewart. Give me / Peter, the face of NFL Blitz.
Face of NFL Blitz / let's go to Al Michaels and Dan Dierdorf for the answer.
Dierdorf all over the Pro Bowl.
As Blake in the play, guns one over the middle. Great catch! What a catch by Yancey Thigpen. Inside the 30, the 20, and the Steelers scores on a 93-yard pass play.
This one is going to come right at you from out of perfect pass protection to begin with by the offensive line. But look at that, a one-handed catch by Thigpen. Hanks was actually hung up on his left arm. He gets the right hand out there and not only runs away from everybody, but makes the highlight reel for our past Pro Bowls.
Kyle, Yancey.
Not doing that dance. Now you're Merton Hanks.
You're not doing any of this as Yancey burns you deep. Kyle, wrap it up. Give us a quick memory from the Pro Bowl, having been as much of a fan as I am, going back to those days after the Super Bowl, those dark days of February.
Oh, man. I remember when the coaches would wear Lays on the sideline and the Hawaiian shirts. And I just have to double back. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not being funny. I'm not doing shtick. That Sean Taylor hit on Brian Moorman is my favorite play in football history. And never mind Pro Bowl. Any game, any level, it has comedy. As we came to find out, it has tragedy involved it. There's highs, there's lows, there's athleticism. This is my favorite play ever. Every time I watch it, I cry laughing. And then I also get a little bit sad. And it's this poetic thing about how that Sean Taylor played and that's how he lived life. And it's just everything in one package. And it's just also hilarious to see Moorman get thrown back like a cowboy out of a saloon window. It's just an amazing play.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game winner ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my game.
Hey, we're back on Good Morning Football. Last week, the Associated Press announced the finalists for the AP's 2022 NFL Awards. The winners will be announced during the 12th annual NFL Honors presented by Invisalign on February 9th, which will air live on NBC, Peacock, and NFL Network. Here to tell us more about the finalists is AP NFL writer and the host of the AP Pro Football Podcast, Rob Mahdi. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Rob? Good morning. What's going on, guys? How are you? Hope you're having an awesome day.
Oh, yeah. We are, because now let's talk about the finalists that we're going to be featured next week that are associated with the Associated Press 2022 NFL Most Valuable Player Award presented by Invisalign. Let's start with the best of the best guys, two of whom are playing in Super Bowl 57. First up, Patrick Mahomes. Give us some insight into how his stats, you think, this season helped him earn this finalist honor.
His numbers were off the charts, over 5,000 yards passing, career high for Patrick Mahomes, 52-50, 41 touchdowns. And I think what was most impressive, guys, is he did it without Tyreek Hill. And I know we've always talked about this and everybody harps on that, but to not have a 1,000-yard wide receiver, I know he had Travis Kelce, who's an all-pro, all-world tight end, 1,300 yards, but he didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver. He did it without Tyreek Hill. And to continue to do extraordinary things the way Patrick does, and to do it this year with a little bit of a transition, doesn't have an elite rushing attack. I know Isaiah Pacheco's done well, and they're ranked 20th. They're not a top five rushing offense. It just speaks to who he is. His numbers are phenomenal, and that's why he was a first-team All-Pro, got 49 out of 50 votes. So naturally, he's going to be a finalist for MVP.
Wow. Yeah, unreal. Patrick Mahomes is insane. And let's go to the NFC champion side, the Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts, who is also a finalist for the AP 2022 NFL Most Valuable Player Award presented by Invisalign. What stands out to you about Jalen Hurts and how he's just handled this rapid success after facing so much criticism early in his career?
For me, with Jalen, it was his intangibles. You look at what he, from day one, this is a kid who checked off all the boxes. When you talk about character standpoint, when you talk about leadership ability, work ethic, desire, dedication, determination, Jalen had it. And it was just a matter, guys, of can he take that next step in the pocket, be a better pocket passer? We knew he could run the football. We know he's one of the best running quarterbacks, but could he take that next step and elevate his game? And it just speaks to who he is, that he put that work in the offseason. And last year, guys, to me, Jalen last year, the Eagles won games with him. This year, they won games. They're here at this point because of him.
All right, Rob, let's go over to the AP Coach of the Year finalists. Let's talk about Doug Peterson down in Jacksonville. How impressed were you with what Doug was able to do with this franchise, basically doing a 180 in his first year at the helm?
Very impressive. Doug Peterson is a phenomenal head coach, but he's a great leader of men. I love Dougie P. Had a great relationship with him in Philadelphia. I knew he was going to turn the Jaguars around at some point. I didn't anticipate it happening this year. And now I know the AFC South had a little bit to do with that, and there's some struggles in that division. But what he was able to do to get those guys to buy in from day one, I was at the Hall of Fame game, and being around that team, seeing how the culture changed, the culture shifted, I was impressed that he was able to get that, instill that winning culture right away, make those guys believe that they can do this. And we saw how it played out. So for me, Doug Peterson, this is who he is as a person, a great leader and a great head coach. He doesn't get enough credit, guys, I think, for the X's and O's as a game plan manager.
Rob, you know this list of guys, the group of guys that are going to be talked about on next Thursday, inside and out. But then there's the game a week from Sunday. What do you think is going to happen at Super Bowl 57?
Oh, boy, this game's going to be close. I think Patrick Mahomes' injury is going to be a little bit of a factor because the Eagles got a ferocious pass rush, right? They've got four guys with more than 10 sacks, 70 sacks as a team. They're going to get after him. We saw a couple years ago when Patrick Mahomes didn't have time to do his thing against the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl, how that played out. And I think I anticipate more of the same. I don't think it's going to be a blowout quite like that one. But the Eagles have reached this point. They're on a mission. Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, everybody talks about, we didn't just get here to get here. We got here to win this game. And I think that in the trenches, the Eagles' offensive line and defensive line, as great as they are going to be the key factor in this football game.
It's a common opinion that is emerging as we get closer to Super Bowl 57. Rob, we appreciate everything you've done as we look forward to who will be named the winner of all those finalists next week at NFL Honors, which is presented by Invisalign. Kelly Clarkson will be your host live at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, February 9th on NBC and simulcast on Peacock and NFL Network. Rob, we thank you so much for all that information as we take it from Rob out to the West Coast. And Will Silva is going to kick it around the horn for some of the things we got to know about on a Thursday.
Yeah, what's going on there, Jamie and guys? We kick it around the horn to Miami first, where the Dolphins getting some good news on quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as he continues to recover from his second concussion. Now, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting Tagovailoa has cleared concussion protocol and Miami is confident he'll be fully ready to return to football activities when the time comes later in 2023. The Miami Signal caller was ruled out of the 2023 Pro Bowl games late last week because he remained in concussion protocol. With Tom Brady retired once again, there's been talk about him retiring as a Patriot. Well, owner Robert Kraft joining CNN this morning and said he'd sign Brady to a one-day contract tomorrow to have him, quote, sign off as a Patriot. Kraft adding, Brady has always been and will always be a Patriot. Brady, a 15-time Pro Bowler, by the way. Kyle is in Vegas. He is covering the Pro Bowl games, which start tonight. Leads all the way up to the flag football game on Sunday. Also there, our very own Cameron Wolf, who spoke with Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey about who he wants to face in this game.
I'm not excited to guard, actually. You know, this is the offseason. I was like, man, I'm not trying to see Justin Jefferson. So I'm going to let the young guys, you know, be out there. You know, we got Sauce. I'm excited to play with him and Pat Surtain. So I don't have anybody I really want to see, but there's one guy I'll have to get my hamstrings ready for, and that's Jettis.
Yeah, I don't blame him. He doesn't want to face Justin Jefferson. He's a tough guy to face. But then again, he's not going to have to fly around the field like the LaShawn Taylor did and lay a lick on Brian Moorman, right? As long as you're having fun, don't get hurt, and just pull some flags.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.